Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yeah, it doesn't look good, so I'll leave it at that. That's the name of the game, and I told the guys nobody's going to feel sorry for us, and you know we got to rally around one another, and everybody's going to have to elevate their play.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Voice of Packers head coach Matt LaFleur despondent after the game. Yeah, we did an insult to injury. I guess losing Mahomes to a torn ACL when you're... I mean, I guess they're both really bad. Micah Parsons done for the year also for the Green Bay Packers. So Femi, there's no like Chiefs conversation to have now. Like we can have the Chiefs conversation for the rest of the year is, can they cover in games with Gardner Minshew as quarterback? Which I actually think, do you agree? I think that's actually like a fun conversation to have from a betting perspective.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, on this show, we're the kings of the fallen hero spot. Is this not the ultimate fallen hero spot?
Well, at three, the greatest player of his generation. At three,
exactly.
It is for sure. Yeah.
The best player of his generation just tore his ACL, and now they're going up against probably the worst ATS team of like a 2-year run in league history. And it's three. So, yeah, we'll talk about that maybe a little bit later on in an hour when we do NFL week 16 look aheads. But yeah, the Kansas City conversation is an offseason conversation, which I think is an interesting one because like they went all in on this, like Mahomes will elevate the offense. Let's invest in defense. Like when they made the trade, traded Tyreek to Miami, and like they went to the Super Bowl, won the Super Bowl back to back years, and then lost to Philadelphia. Like it was obviously working, but they leaned into it a little much to where it's like, dude, there's no one on that Chiefs offense that is keeping you up at night. Not a single person. Like at least Buffalo has James Cook. Like there's no Rashee
Rice. Supposed to be Rashee Rice, and he's been bad. To be fair, to your point,
he's just been a jag. Like Worthy's not what they thought he was going to be. Like Juju or whoever else they're running out there. I mean, Kelsey, obviously, he's 36 years old, so he's not the Travis Kelsey from a few years ago. Like it crumbled, and it's just Mahomes out there by himself. Yo, line's good, but they just got hurt. But yeah, it's they lean a little bit too much into that theory and tested it, and unfortunately, got him burned here in 2025.
So I just looked it up because I actually couldn't remember, which just makes me sad. In 2008, so Brady gets hurt in week one. I remember I did Survivor that year when I worked at Sirius. Bill, were you at Sirius at this point? You were, right, in 2008. I had the Patriots in Survivor, and I remember sweating the game, and they ended up winning without Brady. I think Damon Heward came in, but was Heward the Chiefs quarterback? I'm actually going to look this up right now. Did Castle come in and finish that game? Let me see. I have Pro Football Reference up here.
Yeah, I just remember like, it was like
Heward was the Chiefs. Heward was the Chiefs quarterback. It's funny the stuff that you remember. So Castle came in.
They played week two.
They did. And they were 1 point road dog. So the Jets were a 1 point home favorite. The Patriots won 19-10.
Fallen hero spot.
Because of course they did.
Of course.
Because of course they did. And that, by the way, that's the Brett Favre Jets also that they beat.
Yes. Yes. Who then returned the favor later on in Foxborough, like when the Jets beat them in New England and like everyone's like, Jets, here they come. And then they crumbled down the stretch.
Remember who the Jet playoffs. Coach was that year?
Was it Mangini? Wasn't it him?
Whenever I think of him, I think of the Soprano scene when I think they're at, what's Artie's, Vesuvio 2. Artie Bucco's restaurant.
Yep.
Well, it's Vesuvio 2 because they blow Vesuvio up. They were the first one to get the insurance money in season one, right? It's amazing.
That is correct.
So it's Vesuvio 2. And I think this is before Benny puts Artie's hand in the scalding hot like pot of sauce. I think it's before that. Mm. But he goes, Tone, you know who's sitting over there? Man, genius. And Tone goes, oh, it's the Jesh Coach, sweetie. And he said it like that. And I always thought it was weird that James Gandolfini did that. Anyway, Eric Mann, the Jesh Coach, sweetie. Yeah. Man,
he was
genius.
A big Jets fan, too. Yeah.
He was in the show.
I think he was at least. Yeah.
So that's the Chiefs conversation. The Packers thing is far more wide ranging. And you were big on the Packers after the Parsons acquisition. Where are you at now without Micah Parsons for Green Bay rest of season?
They're off the list. They cannot win the Super Bowl. And it's unfortunate because like I felt that this team, the way they had been playing, like the defense is really rounding into form. They were getting healthier on offense. I thought they could actually make a legitimate run this year. But this injury, it brings us back to last year, does it not? Where it's, hey, we're the 7th seed and we're playing the Eagles and maybe we can cover. Oh, we lost the game. Like the ceiling is much, much lower now for Green Bay to where I would not be betting. Like maybe they could be live in a game as a dog. And they could still win the NFC North and have home field to where it's like, okay, like you would like them at Lambeau. But beyond that, I don't see this being a team that's winning in multiple rounds of the playoffs. And it's unfortunate. It's kind of a cursed year for them injury wise because it's Parsons. It's Tucker Kraft, who at the time of his injury was playing like the best tight end in football. I mean, Jaden Reed just got back after his broken collarbone. Now Watson's got like a chest or a shoulder thing going on. Obviously, nobody's really crying for Green Bay Packer fans with the quarterback play that they've had over the last 30 years. But still, like, it's pretty much bad luck here for Green Bay. Like, they're not on the list. You got to take them off.
All right. So if the Packers are off the list and they're off the list for me, I am guessing for you, and maybe are the Seahawks on your list? And this is leading into a broader point.
No, okay. They've never been on the list. No.
Okay. So we have to be fair here. The betting market says the Thursday night's game is like a coin flip. Rams at Seahawks. Devontae Adams is probably not going to play. I'm not betting Seattle in the game. So it's going to be Rams or nothing for me. If Seattle wins that game and looks impressive in doing so, are you willing to revisit that on Friday's edition of You Better You Bet?
Nope. I'm not. The regular season's one thing, the playoffs are another. I think Seattle's going to win the game. Spoiler alert. Like, we're going to have this conversation all throughout the week, but I think the Seahawks are going to win. I think it's a pretty good matchup for Seattle. But in the playoffs,
I don't think
it's
so.
Okay. I you know how I feel about that Seahawks defense. And I still think the Rams, when they go up against these really good pass rushes, I think you could still.
I think the Rams are going to shred them.
I mean, Mike McDonald. Great.
No, Devontae. They're gonna play three tight ends, and they're gonna decimate them.
Yeah. Former Seahawk Colby Parkinson. Maybe he'll get a revenge TD. Tune in for Femi's Island on Thursday. I think that these two teams are a little bit closer than what the betting market's thinking. As like Rams are like what, one in some places. I think there's some pick as well out there as well. But I think
the MGM has Rams one. Like, Rams won.
This to me feels like these teams are going to split. I mean, like, I still can't get the last game out of my mind where it was the four Stafford interceptions, or sorry, the four Darnold interceptions, and the Seahawks still had a chance to potentially win the game at the end there with the Jason Myers missed field goal. So I'm going to be on Seattle come Thursday. But in the playoffs, I still don't trust Sam Darnold. And that's a big factor because guess what? Seattle can't run the football. So, like, Darnold's going to have to do so. He's going to have to, like, be a driving force. And if that's asked of him, he has shown nothing in his career to say that he can handle that in high-pressure moments. So, yeah, like, Seahawks can win on Thursday, and I think they are going to win. I will be unmoved about how I feel about this team come January.
All right, so you bet on this Monday. The reason why I asked that question is to, like, we're chopping teams off the list, right? Mm-hmm. So I would be willing to consider Seattle, but they got to look awesome on Thursday night. But Seattle for now is off my list. Green Bay, Seattle next. Are you willing to cross San Francisco off the list?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yes, because the defense has like zero pass rush.
I agree with you. I agree with you on the Niners. Niners are out for me. And it's not their fault at all. The offense is awesome. I love Kyle Shanahan. I think he's so good. Bad luck. Again, think about the way we're talking about Green Bay, just to reiterate this point, because they lose Parsons. The Niners lost Nick Bosa and Fred Warner. Like, really tough to recover from that. Okay. So San Francisco, Green Bay, Seattle, out. Chicago Bears. This is not who can win the NFC North or like win this, like, or like make the playoffs. This is like win the Super Bowl, make the Super
Bowl. They're off the list. No, I think
you're too early.
Too young. Yeah. I think it's just too early. Like Ben Johnson, first time, Caleb, first time. No, they're not on the list.
Okay. So we've crossed off the Bears. I think the Lions are up again. I don't think Detroit's making the playoffs now. So I don't even think we need to have that conversation. Maybe you disagree.
I think they can make it because I think they're going to win these final three games. And I know I'm saying this about Jared Goff having to win a game in early January at Soldier Field. I just, even if they do get in, I mean, I don't think they could cover us. like their secondary is so banged up that if they eventually get to the postseason, that's barbecue chicken.
So who do you think they take the slot from if they get in? Green Bay?
I think it might be Chicago.
You like the Packers? Well, we can save that. Okay. So yeah, but anyway, that, you don't think... Yeah. Lions maybe not on the list. Yeah. I've kind of arrived at the same spot here. Like it's the Eagles.
Carolina, you're not entertaining that one?
I bet New Orleans yesterday and was oddly confident the entire game in the Saints and the Panthers to screw that up.
Wow. Yeah, I bet the Panthers. And yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
It wasn't 17-7 midway through the third quarter. Just we're not going to get another first down.
Kellen Moore's an awesome coach. He's really, and Tyler Shuck showed me something. Our friend, pro sports bettor Rob Bazzola, had a funny tweet. And look, I had New Orleans, you had Carolina, so you're not going to like the tweet. But what's the play? Great name for this player. What's his first name? Ransom, the Panthers safety. When Shuck's, so Kellen Moore calls that quarterback draw where Shuck's going to slide and then get up and they're going to spike it for the field goal. Lathan Ransom, what a name.
Sounds like a video game.
I'd consider changing my name to Lathan Ransom.
I mean, I would not just because I love my name, but Lathan, I mean, you need to be either in the UFC or be like featured on a video game. Lathan Ransom.
Could I be white and be Lathan Ransom?
Do they... I mean, I think it's a name that crosses all genres of humans.
Can I just be
late? Is that his name? Late?
I hope not. Just don't call me late for dinner. It's like a terrible joke. What about just Ransom? Nick Ransom.
Nick Ransom? It's pretty good.
It's pretty good, right?
Ransom's a good. Yeah. Ransom's a good.
Kind of. Even though I'm 42, I kind of want to get a fake ID. Ransom. I've told you my fake ID story, right?
Why'd you go with McLovin?
I tell you my fake ID story from back in the day? I'll be very quick with this. I've definitely told the story on the air before on the show that I wanted my name to be Nick Jericho because I love the wrestler Chris Jericho, and they spelled it with an A at the end. So I was Nick Jerichoa, and it like really pissed me off. So really upset. I should have gone with Austin. I should have gone with Nick Austin. Stone Cold. Stone Cold. Austin. Can I pass for a Muhammad? I grow my beard out, maybe.
It's most common name in the world.
Is that true?
I just love that line. It's super bad. Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming it is. I think there's a lot.
Fair enough. Yeah. I haven't seen Superbad in a long time. It is a great movie. As Willow has made her first appearance on the show today. You bet on this Monday. So the Eagles, Femi, are you there with me? It's process of elimination. Like, who else is it if it's not the Eagles as the biggest challenger to the Rams?
I'm with the Eagles, to me. Like the Eagles, to me, still have the best unit in the conference.
Tell us about the dog.
I don't know what she's like on like a food strike right now. She's not eating when she usually eats. It's the whole thing is, I think she's tired of her food.
Can I say something? And like, I'm being sick. I'm not joking. Like, do you think she's sick? Cause like that's abnormal for dogs to not eat.
So we took her to the vet. My wife took her to the vet last week to check her out. Cause we're like, is there something wrong here? Cause like, she seemed no interest in like within the food whatsoever. The vet said no. Like all she's eating like some sticks. But like we have like a bunch of rocks out there since like there's not a whole lot of grass in Vegas. People just put rocks for the landscaping. She likes to like kind of chew on those. So I think it helps her with her teething. To say like just do not let her chew the rocks and all of that stuff. So like we've been monitoring that, but like she's fine. And it was like $600 later to tell us that our dog is fine. That was great. But yeah, it's all. I think she's just kind of sick of the food. Which. I guess we have to maybe entertain changing it. It's just the whole thing is ridiculous.
What is she, an adult?
I don't know. She thinks she is. Like
that would I have to be honest.
I'm not here for
it. Like it's not like it's not like you're gonna like starve your dog. Like you'll give the dog different food, but like that would piss me off. It's you're a dog, you eat what I give you.
It's like, here's your food. And she ate half of it this morning, but like 90 minutes after when she usually eats.
Oh, she's pissed at you. She growling at you?
She is growling. Wow. I think she wants to go out for some reason. Because like she doesn't want to use the bathroom when she usually does. Like this post-it note that I've had, take Willow for bathroom, means nothing anymore. So you're not eating when you do. So now your bathroom's all screwed up. That's where she's at right now.
And do you hate her?
I love her. How could I ever hate her? I don't hate her.
I don't know.
But she does seems piss, like she a gigantic, me off.
It seems like a gigantic pain in the ass.
That is also true. She is
like most puppies are, to be fair. Yeah.
She is 100% a pain in the ass. Yeah. And she loves my wife a hell of a lot more than she loves her. That is
bad. Honestly, she sounds like my daughter. So you like the Eagles? Just talk over the bark.
Yeah. I like the Philadelphia Eagles. I think their defense is the best in the conference. And Jalen Carter is going to be coming back in a few weeks. I think that elevates this Eagles defense. And like we already seen Matthew Stafford and the Rams struggle with a great pass rush. I think that's a problem for them against Philadelphia. And on offense, too. We talk about the splits about Lane Johnson, and I've been a big Eagle critic. But Lane Johnson is coming back, and this team is that much better when they get him back. So Carter, Johnson, two of the best players in the NFL, when they're fully healthy, Petullo just don't screw it up. And I think the Philadelphia Eagles will be your NFC representative. They are that good and better than the Los Angeles Rams. All right, on the other side, we're talking CFP, because that's coming up on Friday. Bama, Oklahoma, Oppo Taco, Nick and I will discuss that and more coming up next year on You Better, You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better, You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.